I think I tend to, I like working in groups. As I say, I have a sort of collective that was founded informally among friends. The interesting thing there is it's the first group I've tend to work in a lot of feminist collective and women's collectives over the years. And this is just, as I say, an informal initiative that came together, and it's the first time I'm the only woman with five other men. And so that's been an interesting shift and challenge. I think sometimes I feel like I get back to feminism 101 in ways that surprise me because generally they're all fairly educated people, and but nonetheless, things come up that way. I guess in terms of, in some of my activist involvements as well, I've been involved in various groups there. But it's, I find it a tricky negotiation sometimes there because I was very involved in various kinds of activist groups several years ago and on various issues, you know, ultra-globalization, anti-racism, that sort of thing, some queer stuff as well. But I find there it's difficult to maintain a balance because that kind of work can be really all-consuming. And because for me it's important to maintain other kinds of engagements and not just that, I find it challenging to negotiate how to engage with that world without being consumed by it. And I always feel this pull, you know, it's very much, and I find in Montreal the scene is very much all or nothing in terms of that kind of work. And so it's been challenging me for to try it and negotiate all those different involvements, and it's something I'm trying to work out.